Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 12.65, down 17.5 on the open. July, 12.34, down 11. September, 12.41, down 10.5. December opened at 12.48, down 9.5. July of 2009 opened at 11.14, down 19.5 on the open. March corn opened at 5.58, up 1.25 on the open. May, 5.68.5, up 1.25. July, 5.81.5, up 2. September, 5.84, up 5.25. December, 5.81.5, up 2.5. March, 5.91, up 4.25. May, 5.94, up 5. July of 2009, 5.94.5, up 2.5 on the open. March beans opened at 13.98, up 19 on the open. May, 14.13, up 18. July, 14.27, up 16.5. August, 14.24, up 24. September, 13.84, up 19. November, 13.34, up 16.75. January of 2009, 13.49, up 26. March, 13.57, up 25. July, 13.63, up 22 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.56, up 5.50 on the open. May soybean oil opened at 63.10, up 86 on the open. March feeders opened at 99.80, up 2.5 on the open. April live cattle, 90.05, down 27.5. April lean hogs, 57.30, down 45. And May bellies opened at 81.25, down 25 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Effingham County Farm Bureau in Effingham, Illinois. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, and Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing in Lexington, Illinois. That's at the Effingham County Farm Bureau in Effingham this evening at 7 o'clock. The meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Bring your agricultural marketing questions, and we hope to see you there. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to spend my time this morning with you, Dan, looking at the U.S. dollar. I remember several weeks ago we talked a little bit about it, where you thought it was a linchpin of how the whole complex is operating, and we continue this week to make all-time lows on that index. So please help us out from a technical standpoint and give us your best estimate of where this dollar is heading over the next 30 days.
That's a tough one. I imagine we're going to go down in 2 cent increments, and of course we're right here slightly under the 72 area. We're down here 71.90 here as I speak. Now I watched the cash index here, so it's maybe a little different than maybe what the futures are. But longer term, I mean, all the signs point to continued erosion of the dollar. I think, you know, the technicals, you probably can't be as bearish as 52 cents on the dollar. So when you take a look at today's values, the dollar could maybe lose another 20 points or so longer term. Now, fundamentally, there's things that can come along that could change that. Number one would be raising interest rates, but as weak as the U.S. economy is signaling, I don't think the Fed's going to do that because we're in such a the subprime mortgage situation has got us in such a panic. And the Fed now has taken over or assumed the liability of a lot of this mortgage debt. So it just looks to me like there's not a lot of things out there that would maybe support the dollar, at least in the near term, and that is what we're seeing here the last couple of weeks with the dollar sharply lower. And, of course, that spills over in the whole commodity complex, as you can see here this morning, what's going on in, you know, ag commodities, precious metals. You've got gold up here, $17, $18. Crude oil is firm. It's not sharply higher. I guess I'm surprised that it ain't up 50, 60 cents based upon what we're seeing in the other commodities. But crude oil's taken a pretty good jump already this week, so we're probably seeing some consolidation.
Does the cash index for the U.S. dollar that you watch have some historical technical moves that you're able to place on it like you do your cyclical work in corn and beans?
Well, we're in historical lows, so you don't have anything from a historical perspective to look at, but you do have chart formations. And basically what I'm using to come up with a 52-cent objective in the U.S. dollar is the 05 rally. We had about a 12 to 13 month recovery from late 2004 into basically late 2005, and I use that as a kind of a swing point to measure a downside price objective off of the high that was made in 2001. So the midpoint of that 2005 recovery is like 86.5. Our high back in 2001 was 121. So I take the difference between 121 and 86, and then subtract that from 86.50. And that gives me a downside price objective of 52 cents. And, you know, I just want to point out that these are just technical projections. They're kind of like a roadmap. You never know when you take off on vacation, you look at your map and you're going to go from A to B. You don't know, you know, how many flat tires you're going to have. You don't know how many detours you're going to have in road construction, and that's basically what a chart is. So a chart just kind of maps out some objectives, whether they're up or down, to kind of follow as the fundamentals unfold from day to day and week to week.
But that roadmap of yours also has a known distance. And so that brings me to wonder whether or not in your work, are you looking at timing on any of this and maybe into the late summer?
Well, I think any kind of objective like this is several months in the making. I don't think that's, like I said, I think we're going to go down about every 2 cents. You're going to find every 2 to 4 cents. You're going to find a pause, a period of stabilization, and then you'll probably have to correct the market from an oversold technical condition. So you could probably see some recoveries there, attempts at a bottom, and there's nothing to say that the market can't find a bottom, but we had a shot at it. I think during November, December. There was the chart pattern kind of looked like the dollar was at least trying to make a larger bottom. But right here, last month here, at the end of February, you saw that fail with a sharply lower go. And now here you're seeing the follow-through weakness here in the first half of March.
And the other question I have you is a rubber on the road question. And that is, And there is news of some larger commercial grain companies across the Corn Belt allowing only basis, only contracts. So question is, how can a farmer sell new crop corn and beans to make their crop insurance work for them before planting?
Well, they'll have to go to the futures market. If their local elevator is not bidding for a new crop grain in a cash forward market and or hedge to arrive, we still have that available at our locations for fall and early winter delivery. But, yes, there are some that's backing away from that. If your local elevator is only giving you a basis-only bid and you want to protect the downside, basically you have to go to the futures market and put that hedge on yourself and finance the margin requirements to hold on to that hedge. And then that locks you in a cash price. If you've got a basis contract and then you put a hedge on that, then you've locked in yourself a cash price. But you will have to finance that hedge.
Thank you very much for your time today, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for the ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. Having little computer trouble getting the bids on the current prices. We'll have those up for you in an hour when we talk again. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.